Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Mm-hmm. Today, Laura, we're talking about the Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Get a
big bucket of water.
Uh-huh.
So you can throw it because things are catching fire.
Okay, I don't really think that's what the movie's about.
No?
Although the first one was really, really good. I actually checked it out. Did you?
The Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Hunger Games. I love that one where they have to eat all the hot dogs. They do it in America, you know, like the guy has to eat like a lot of hot dogs.
No, that's not a fun game. That's not what we're talking about today, Mike. We're talking about the movie, and there's a book, actually, called The Hunger Games. It's not a game
I thought it was like an eating contest.
No.
Because they're hungry and they're playing games. So they're eating. So what's The Hunger Games about?
Well, that's what we're going to find out very soon. Let's take a look at today's article.
Okay, I'm very confused. Let's watch.
Reading. The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. After a terrible catastrophe, North America turned into a devastated continent. Then, a new country rose from the ashes, Panem. There are 13 districts in Panem, but the strongest one is the capital, which rules the other 12 districts. Those 12 districts are home to rebels who launched a war against the capital's unfair governance. As punishment, the capital requires the other districts to enter two teenagers, one boy and one girl, into a survival game where anything goes, including killing. This brutal game is an annual event called the Hunger Games, and is even broadcasted in order to crush any remaining will to rebel. Yet, the winners from the annual games are also rewarded by the capital. They are given a good chunk of money and a home to escape from poverty. Katniss Everdeen and a boy, Peeta Mellark, were the winners of the 74th Hunger Games. They thought they could live a stable life in the future. However, the capital announces that the 75th Hunger Games will be a special event. It will gather the winners from previous years to return to the vicious game. This forces Katniss and Peeta to fight again.
So we're talking about a book and a movie.
Right.
So it's not about eating a lot of hot dogs.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I have to find out more. Let's check out the article that says, after a terrible catastrophe, North America turned into a devastated continent. Wow, that's a pretty sad beginning to a story.
Right.
A terrible catastrophe. Well, that would be like a huge bad thing. So imagine like a big earthquake or a big typhoon or a volcano blows up and thousands of people die and oh my gosh, life is just not very good. A terrible catastrophe is just bad. But it happens in the story and North America turns into a devastated continent. Okay, a continent is just a really large area of land.
Mm.
Usually many countries will be in a continent. Of course, as most of you would know, there are seven continents in the world, right? Should we name them? North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and Antarctica.
Good.
That's all seven of them. Of course, we live in the biggest continent. Ha ha! Asia.
Yay!
Number one, baby. And that's our example sentence. There are seven continents in the world. The biggest, right here, is Asia.
Okay, so let's take a look at some of the words here. Okay, catastrophe. 刚刚我们听到这个字听起来好像很难，因为它字很长哦。其实它就是一个大灾难这样子的意思啦。所以刚刚呢，这个 Mike 老师有提到，像是 earthquake 地震啦，哇，这种东西，或者是一个非常大的，可能是暴风雨啦，或是火灾等等，都是一个很恐怖的 catastrophe。那故事呢，就一开始就说到呢，这个。南美洲就成了一个非常糟糕的一个非常的 devastated。 那我们来看一下 devastate 这个字哦，其实它有被破坏这样子的意思，或者呢是垮掉压倒这样的意思，所以想必呢他们可能是发生了很恐怖的灾难，然后就变成了一个 devastated continent。 continent 其实呢就是像是大一个很大的州或者是陆地这样的意思，像是刚刚我们有提到嘛，就世界上我们有什么 North America 就是北美洲，或者是 South America 南美洲，还有 Europe 当然就是欧洲，还有我们现在住在的亚洲英文就是 Asia，还有当然就是非洲 Africa， 以及我小时候在 Australia 就是澳洲长大的地方，还有 Antarctica 就是南极洲，耶、yeah, 我全部都知道这七大洲。那当然呢，如果我们要用就是要形容比如说亚洲的这样子一个陆地，我们可以用 the Asian continent， 注意这个 Asia 要转成这个形容词，或者是 the continent of AsiaOK， 那所以课文是提到呢，这个饥饿游戏呢，它的时间其实就是设定在这个大灾难后的北美洲啦。
All right, so we have a terrible situation, a devastated North America. What will happen? Well, it says then a new country rose from the ashes. Something rises from the ashes.It sort of comes to life again.
Oh.
Right? So, for example, if you burn down a forest, right, all the trees burn, but then slowly after some time, some plants and trees will start to grow again. So we can say these plants are rising from the ashes. They're coming back to life where there was nothing before. Mm-hmm. The name of this new country is Panem. It says there are 13 districts in Panem.But the strongest one is the capital. That's the name, the capital.
Right.
And this district, the capital, rules the other 12 districts. Well, a district is like a smaller area. We often talk about districts inside of a city. For example, in Taipei, we have the Wanhua district, or the Ximending district, or the Xinyi district.
Right.
They're all part of Taipei.But they're a little bit different, you know, people live some over here or work over there depending on the district. So it's sort of like a small place inside America. And I guess one place, like a city, you know, is bigger and more powerful. Like New York is a bigger city than some of the others.
Right. Okay. 好，我们看一下刚刚提到的一些单词，像是 ashes 在这里是当作废墟的意思。而且呢，我们一开始这个课我就接下来提到说，一个自废墟建立起的国家，那当然是一个虚拟的名字啦，就是 Panem。那我们中文呢，其实有看电影的人就知道它是叫做诗惠国。那他们在这个吞噬大片土地与人口的灾难后呢，就诗惠国呢 Panem 就自废墟中诞生啦，而且还建立起13个什么 districts， 就是行政区。那在这个里面呢，其中有一个叫做 capital， 就是都城，它是最强的，所以它是为中心实施统治这个 Panem。 Okay, let's continue and find out what happens, I guess.
Okay, well, there's the one rich district, right?
Right.
The capital. But then there's the other 12. Those 12 districts are home to rebels who launched a war against the capital's unfair governance. Wow, this is getting pretty serious. A rebel is someone who fights against the government. Maybe they think the government is evil and bad, or they don't like the king or something like that. The rebels will be from the same country, but they are fighting against the government, the president, the evil king, something like that. For example, we could say the rebels were hiding from the army in the mountains. So the army is on the side of the bad king. The rebels are fighting against them.
OK， 在这里要补充说明一下，如果你可能还没有看过这个第一集的电影情节，其实在诗惠国呢，这个 Panem 建立不久之后，哇，这个12个行政区就开始发动一些叛变啦，然后这时候就进入这个Panem 的历史上的黑暗时期。可是呢，这个叛军呢迅速呢就被这个 Capital 以这个高科技还有这个优势的军力 米平 ，OK。那这里呢，我们其中看到的，刚刚课文有提到 governance， 我们都知道 government 就是就是政府啦。那 governance 就是统治啦，或者是管理这样的意思。而 rebel， 注意它是个名词哦，在本课当中，它当然就是指这个反叛者或者是造反者这样的意思啦。
Mm-hmm. As punishment, the capital requires the other districts to enter two teenagers, one boy and one girl, into a survival game where anything goes, including killing. Dun, 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 dun. This sounds like a really scary country to be in. So there's this, a game. So this is the Hunger Games part, the game part, where they actually have, people on this game will fight and even kill each other to try to win the game.
Right.
That's a pretty serious game. And the people doing it are young people. We know that because they are teenagers. It said two teenagers. A teenager, of course, is someone around the ages of 13 to 18 or 19. So when we think of people in junior and senior high school, maybe just going into university, you know, young people, but not children, this would be the age of a teenager. So these young people have to fight against each other in a game. That's terrible.
I know.
It's not like the Olympics at all.
Okay, people don't die. Yeah, okay. 所以呢，在课文提到，哇，这些接下来有点写实跟血腥，就是为了要惩罚这个发动叛乱的各行政区呢，这个 capital 就要求所有的行政区每年都必须要派出一对少年少女这样子呢，来贡品到竞技场参加这个生存游戏。那在这里我们是用 survival game 用来表示生存游戏哦。那这个名字呢，我们就应该可以猜想 ，survival 就是为了要存活，所以呢，这不是开玩笑，因为有些人在这个游戏当中可能会被杀死哦。那据说呢，除了这个比赛前60秒不可以这个踏离原地和十人外呢，这个呢游戏没有任何的规矩，所以呢，它就包含这个杀人也不会受限哦。OK， 那我们刚刚有提到 punishment 这个词，其实就是惩罚的意思。还有 teenager， 我们都知道，像数字当中，如果我们提到 13, 14, 后面是不是都有 teen 当作字尾，表示十几岁？没错，所以 teenager 就是十几岁的青少年这样的意思啦。
Mm-hmm. This brutal game is an annual event called the Hunger Games, and is even broadcasted in order to crush any remaining will to rebel. I think any time you have a game where people fight, and especially if people are hurting or even killing each other, we could use this adjective. It's a brutal game.
Right.
It's definitely brutal. Something brutal is very cruel, very violent. If you see someone, you know, hitting an animal with a stick, that's very brutal. If you see a soldier, you know, shooting at women and children and doing terrible things to people who are not strong, can't fight back, we would say that person is being very brutal, very cruel, very bad. Other things could be brutal too. For example, it says some people think boxing is a brutal sport, right? Because people have to fight each other and get hurt and stuff like that.
Ooh.
So for some, it's just brutal. It's very mean and terrible.
真的，这个残忍的年度活动呢，其实就是我们一直在提到的这个电影的名称，就是《Hunger Games》（饥饿游戏）。而且呢，甚至他还透过电视转播播出这个贡品们的比赛过程哦。哇，所以呢，这个就是为什么他建议可以打击行政区的反抗意识哦。那这里我们看到的 brutal 其实是一个形容词啦，它就是残忍的、冷酷这样的意思。当然你也可以用 cruel 这个字来表示 ,c-r-u-e-l。OK, 那我们还提到这个 crush 这个字呢，它是当作动词，其实就有压垮、摧毁这样的意思。
OK, so it's a very brutal game, but it says, yet, the winners from the annual games are also rewarded by the capital.
Okay.
So it's very tough. You could die doing it, but the winners, it says, are rewarded. When someone's rewarded, they're given some kind of prize,
right?
If you win something, they might give you a medal or a trophy, or you'll win some money. That means you're rewarded. You do something good, and then something good will be given to you as a reward. We can use that as both a noun and a verb, right? To reward someone, or I was given a reward for doing something good.
Right, and they're given a good chunk of money and a home to escape from poverty.
Okay, so they do win money. A good chunk means a good amount of money. And poverty, what's poverty?
Poverty 其实就是贫困这样的意思，所以呢，胜利者呢，当然就是生存下来的人，他们就会拿到 a good chunk of money.、A good chunk 就是非常非常多这样的意思。当然，它也是我们 shortcut for you. Let's take a look at our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
I know it's in here somewhere.Where is it?
What are you looking for in there?
I thought I had a good chunk of money in here.
A chunk? What do you have? A piece of gold?
No, a good chunk of something just means a lot of something.
So, a good chunk of means 大量的。
I found it.
Wow!That sure is a good chunk of change.
Let's go change this chunk of change into some chunks of chicken.
Sure, I'm hungry. Let's go.
Okay, so the heroes of our story, Katniss Everdeen, that's a girl, and a boy, Peeta Mellark, were the winners of the 74th Hunger Games. So they won the games.
Right.
They lived. They thought they could live a stable life in the future. I guess, yeah, after winning the game, you think your life would be stable. Something stable, it's very safe, it doesn't change, there's no problems, it's going to be a good, comfortable, maybe kind of boring, but certainly a very safe life if it's nice and stable. For example, we could say, I don't think I'm sick anymore. My temperature is stable. It's not going up or down, it's the same.
OK, 所以当然呢想说这个胜利者应该未来呢就可以过这个安稳的生活。Stable 在这里就有稳定这样子的意思啦。However, the capital announced that the 75th Hunger Games will be a special event.
Oh, the capital, that's the leaders, the government, they announce. When you announce something, you say it out loud or you tell lots of people.For example, when there's going to be a new news show on, they might announce it by advertising it. When Nike has some new shoes, they announce it by putting big signs on the MRT or something. For example, we could also say the government announced there would be no school tomorrow because of the typhoon. They want everybody to know, so they announced that. Now, what's different about this new Hunger Game?
Well, it will gather the winners from previous years to return to the vicious game.
Oh, it's an all-star game.
Right, so this forces Katniss and Peeta to fight again.
Okay, well, we saw the word vicious there. It's very similar to the word brutal, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's it for today. Let's now go to our For You chat.
Are we going to fight?
No.
For You chat.
Well, here's our For You chat question. We're not going to fight each other about
this. Good.
What is the most difficult task you've ever completed, Mike?
The most difficult task I've ever completed? That's a tough question.
I know. That's why I'm asking you.
I think maybe in terms of a physical task, something where I needed my muscles, carrying a piano up to the fifth floor of a building.
Wow.
You had to carry a piano up five floors. That was difficult.
I know, and make sure you didn't get injured. Well, did you?
Well, we only got to the first floor and then we stopped.
Well.
So I guess we didn't really complete it, but it was difficult.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for today. We'll see you next time. Bye.
The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. After a terrible catastrophe,North America turned into a devastated continent. Then, a new country rose from the ashes, Panem. There are 13 districts in Panem, but the strongest one is the capital, which rules the other 12 districts. Those 12 districts are home to rebels who launched a war against the capital's unfair governance.As punishment, the capital requires the other districts to enter two teenagers, one boy and one girl, into a survival game where anything goes, including killing. This brutal game is an annual event called the Hunger Games, and is even broadcasted in order to crush any remaining will to rebel. Yet, the winners from the annual games are also rewarded by the capital. They are given a good chunk of money and a home to escape from poverty. Katniss Everdeen and a boy, Peeta Mellark, were the winners of the 74th Hunger Games. They thought they could live a stable life in the future. However, the capital announces that the 75th Hunger Games will be a special event. It will gather the winners from previous years to return to the vicious game. This forces Katniss and Peeta to fight again.
Vocabulary Review.
Continent. There are 7 continents on the planet, including Asia, Africa, and North America. Rebel. The group of rebels used weapons to fight against the government's army. Brutal. Going to fight in World War II was a brutal experience for my grandfather. Poverty. Many families are living in poverty and don't have enough money to eat. Stable. Jerome finally found a stable job that paid him every month. Announce. The soccer player announced that he would retire after this season.